All right, guys, 1, 2, 3, here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. Marketing, marketing, marketing. You know, whenever there's any, just not any, I'm not going to say any. 90% of the consulting sessions I do throughout the week. So if I've got, I don't know, 15 sessions with counselors that have reached out to scale their practice, to add additional sources, maybe one of them purchased one of my courses, maybe they purchased the Starting Your Private Practice course, maybe they purchased the immigration course on adding the service of conducting immigration evaluations to your practice. The conversation always falls on marketing. And I think marketing is just like that hot word of marketing means money, marketing means more clients, marketing means better business. So let's talk about marketing. That is the question, right? That is the question. How should I market my counseling business? Now, this is a great question because in a lot of ways, you're absolutely right. You know, you build this business. And I remember this like early on. So many of the colleagues I would work with, and I used to have this office space. And in the office space, it was like a long hallway. And there was like 3 or 4 different counselors. And the majority of us, we would just sit in our office twiddling our thumbs, waiting for someone to knock on the door. And you know what I'm talking about, right? No one knocks on the door because obviously you're by appointment only. So, you know, there's no walk-ins. So it's a bit of a joke there. But you know, twiddling your thumbs. And our profession is one that you got to get out there. You got to get your feet wet. You got to let people know in the community, hey, I'm operating a business here. I'm here to help. And I think sometimes when it comes to marketing, it can be very challenging for us as counselors to really figure out how do I tell the community that I am good at what I do? A, we don't want to have that ego. You know, we want to be sincere. We want to be kind, compassionate, loving, respectful. And it's different too. I've got this brother who's an artist, tattoo artist, and he does all types of art, like amazing, amazing talent. It just literally skipped me, like all those genes skipped me. But you know, I can trace, so I will own my tracing skills. This is a random thing, but if you have a child, maybe you'll find this important. And then we'll jump right back to it. Since my kids were in pre-K, I will do little drawings for them. And they're not like, you know, something you're going to see on a famous hallway. Or, well, I don't know, maybe. You know, sometimes you see some drawings on a famous hallway and you're like, I can do that. And I've been doing that for them since they were like yay high, since pre-K. And now they're going into, you know, they're further up in elementary school. So I share that with you because, I don't know, I like that. That's a good way for me to connect with them. And I enjoy you, all the listeners. And I think it's important for me to continue to share more about who I am so that it extends beyond just a counselor that, you know, has built a successful practice. It's a person. It's a dad. Kind of odd in a way talking about myself like that. But here we go. So going back, marketing. M-A-R-K-E-T-I-N-G. Correct. I win. That was my own spelling bee that I did. So when it comes to marketing, it's kind of pull back. You know, in that room, you're waiting and you're twiddling your thumbs and you're hoping that somebody will call you when we know they won't. So I was mentioning my brother because I think as an artist, you know, he can do this amazing tattoo and they look amazing and take a picture and put it on Instagram and everyone's looking and everyone goes, I want the product. I want that. And it's a little bit different for us as counselors. I know now there's such a strong and amazing pool, but not all of us are into it. I like to do it. Some other counselors I've worked with like to do it, but you may not want to get on, you know, Facebook and talk about your expertise and what you're doing. That just may not be your cup of tea, and that's okay. You may want to stay a bit more private. No issue. So that's where we want to look at, you know, how to market a practice. And before you even think about marketing, because this is where people fall in the pit hole, they start doing marketing strategies. And shit just goes in the wrong direction. Nothing happens. And the reason is because there's no structure to the strategies. right? It's like if you're playing chess and you're just making moves, you know moves can potentially get you to win the game. But there's no foundation, there's no structure, there's no legit structural strategies to the moves that you're doing and how those sequences can lead you to that W, to that win. Same in sports, right? Same in the classroom, you're a student. There's got to be fundamental structure to what you're doing. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to just for a moment, erase everything that you know about marketing. Go ahead, pull your Harry Potter wand out and just put it up to your temple and pull all that marketing memory out. For all my Harry Potter fans, woo woo. Now, for my fans out there listening who are not Harry Potter fans, come on, guys. Let's get on it. So, marketing. Marketing is your way of leading somebody somewhere. There's two important things. You're leading somebody, so you got to figure out who this somebody is, and you know that you're leading, and you know they're going somewhere. And that's why, you know, if you hear those words, you're like, okay, I need some strategy. Because you got to figure out why, you got to figure out who the person is, and you got to figure out how to lead them. So if we go just into a strategy, like, oh, I'm going to market today. Well, what are you going to do? I'm going to get on Facebook Live and do a video about helping kids who are anxious. Great. That's a tactic. Where's the structure? What's the intent? What's going to happen afterwards? Who are you targeting? How much time are you going to spend doing it? How do you know if it's working, not working? So what I want you to think about is some key questions. You know, who's your ideal client? Figure that out. Figure out how much time you can actually devote to marketing and be real. One of the best strategies that have really helped me with marketing is not necessarily what I even do for marketing. It's when I do it. So I have dedicated times, and I've tried my best. Not gonna say I've done it every time. I've done my best since opening up the practice 2014 to consistently hold discipline and a day of the week where I only work on that task for a specific amount of time, and that's it. And I want you to think about the same thing. I want you to think about, okay, how much time can you spend on marketing? 30 minutes, 1 hour? Jot that down. Because then you're going to be really effective. See, if you don't really know how much time you can spend on something, it increases procrastination, decreases productivity and effectiveness. By telling yourself, all right, Mondays, 12 to 1, that's all I got. You're going to grind your butt off because you know that's all you got. And you know you want to build this business, and that's the only amount of time that you have. So you're going to use it very wisely, very strategically. And that's what we want when it comes to marketing. We want like critical thinking. We want to be able to hone in and identify where we're going. So now that you know how much time you're going to spend on marketing and you know who you're targeting, you got to identify the pain points. You got to figure out what type of marketing you want to do. Do you want to get on a video and do, you know, videos focused on a pain point, helping somebody deal with something? Do you want to do audio? Do you want to do a blog? Do you want to go and be a guest on other people's platforms? You could be a guest on a podcast, so you're using your voice. You can be a guest on a blog, so you're using your writing skills. You can be a guest on a video platform like YouTube, so you're using your whole video and audio skills. You could be a guest on someone's Instagram and then use maybe your crafty skills where you're developing a post, you know, using Canva. So if you're not using Canva, get on. It's a free platform, canva.com. No affiliation here, but hop on that because that's going to help you really just double up your marketing skills. So now that you're figuring out these things, go right back into that 12 to 1 p.m. time, right? That's what we just made up as your dedicated Mondays, 12 to 1, you're going to be focusing on marketing. And then from there, we have a percentage. A percentage of time you're going to spend on creating content, and a percentage of time you're going to spend on pushing out the content you create. We don't want to spend the entire time on creating, because how are people going to find what you're creating? And sometimes people get stuck into that loop, often because it feels good. I know I certainly do. Oh, I'll raise both hands. I enjoy it. I mean, I do. I could probably spend all day long just doing the marketing. just like I enjoy being a counselor. Like I can, you know, go patient after patient, and it's just, you know, there's so much love in the work that I get to do. And I know there's pain in there and things that I hear that really, you know, can break me down. I wouldn't trade it though. I wouldn't, not one bit. Even the ones that keep me up at night, even the thoughts that keep me up, or the times I've had individuals call, you know, for a crisis call, wouldn't trade it. You know, in my eyes and my heart, I'm very grateful for the time I have in this life, and I'm grateful for the ability to be able to share with others. So I want you to think about some of those concepts of marketing. We haven't even touched on the actual strategy yet. Because again, that's what really hurts people when they go right into just doing. Now this percentage, we actually want less time creating and more time putting it out there. My encouragement would be that maybe you start with something like a 60-40 or 70-30. So 70% of the time we'll say you are pushing your content out. 30% of the time you're creating. And then here's a way to really break it down that's super simple. You get a piece of paper. On one side, you have number 1, 2, 3. On the other side, you have number 1 through 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At the very top, you're going to identify key things like pain points, who are you targeting, what time you're going to be marketing, platform you're going to use. So let's just say through all of that, it comes out to 12 to 1, you're going to focus on kids that struggle with adjustment in their behavior. So we'll say oppositional defiant disorder, kids that struggle with behavioral challenges. And these are minors, so we'll kind of group them as minors from, we'll say 5 to 18, right? So you're really honing in. And then you decide that you're going to be getting on Instagram, and you're going to be doing audio or just images, right? Well, you're going to be doing those two options. And the images will be where you get on there and you'll create, you know, like a infographic that says three coping skills. This is an example. Three coping skills to help kids manage their mood. Coping skill 1, 2, 3. That's one thing you can create. And that one thing you would write down next to number 1 on the left side of the paper. And then you go to number 2. And number 2 still focuses on the target audience. Maybe for this one, you do a audio. So you go back to creating, and you have another one that says how to communicate with your child when they're upset from counselor, whatever your name is, blah, blah, blah. And then you put your name in there. And let me go back for a moment. I said whatever your name is, and that was like I felt that to be disrespectful. So I'm going to reframe that, and I appreciate your patience there. You're going to add your name there. Versus my statement of whatever your name is. So let's use the one I think that's much healthier, more constructive, and respectful, you know, adding your name in there. Thank you for being patient with me there. I appreciate that. So then you put number 2. And then number 3, you put another strategy. So now on the left side of the paper, you've got, this is marketing. You've got three content creation items you're going to put on the left side. On the right side, you got 1 through 7. You got to come up with 7 ways to push this into the world, into your target populations. Number 1, you are going to get on Instagram and you're going to find other counselors that work with your exact client. Number 2, you're going to get on Instagram and you're going to find other pediatric offices that serve your client. Number 3, you're going to go on school directories and find elementary schools, middle schools, maybe even high schools, and the counselors there that often connect with your very clients. And you keep going, right? So now you got a lot in this marketing plan. And it's clear, right? It's action-oriented. You know you can go to the left side and you can say, okay, I'm going to grab this here. This I just created content, which is that infographic. I'm going to pull it to the right side of my paper, which the very first one says, go on Instagram and find other counselors that work with my exact clients. And then what you do is you find the other counselors. Let's say you find me and you're like, oh, Juan works with kids that struggle with behavioral challenges. Then you'll message me and you'll say, hey, Juan, I hope that you're well. I see that you're a counselor. What's up? I'm a counselor too. I see that we both work with the same clients. I want to share this infographic with you. I want to share this post with you. You're welcome to share it. I'd love for us to connect. I'd love to see how we can help each other. Maybe if I'm full, I can refer to you. Maybe if you're full, you can refer to me. Maybe there's a population you don't work with, you can refer to me. If population I don't work with, I can refer to you. I'd love to help each other grow our businesses, our practices. And bam, you guys, now you have such a concrete, structured how to market your practice. We really went into the nitty-gritty there. And then you go to number two and you keep going. And before you know it, you're going to step away and you're going to say, wow, I've got seven exact ways to push my stuff into the world, to get it into the right hands. And you just created these three areas of content. And then you're done with that part. And then we keep going, right? So marketing is not just doing something. I mean, we're putting in some work, right? Roll your sleeves up. Here we go. So then from here, you go into evaluation. I mean, you got to think about your treatment plan with your patients. You evaluate it over time. Patient comes in and says, hey, counselor, I'm struggling with anxiety. I can't sleep. You write that down, right? Anxious, maybe anxiety disorder, GAD, trouble sleeping. You write all of that. You put some goals. 3 months later, you come back and you say, hey, how are you doing with your goal? And they go, you know what? I am sleeping better. It used to be 2 hours I lay in bed. Now I'm doing that journal exercise you told me to do. It really works. After I do it, I get a little worried for about 10 minutes, some thoughts up there, but then I'm sound asleep and I sleep great and I feel good. I don't feel tired anymore like I used to. Well, you update your treatment plan, right? You know that was effective. Now, marketing is the same way. You got to update with what works. Now, the patient can go in the other direction and says, hey, 3 months, I'm just not doing well to sleep, right? Damn, I can't sleep. Let's try something else. And then you go, all right. So the journal doesn't work, does it? Well, let's try some mindfulness, right? Whatever it may be. You throw something else at them. And marketing is the same way. You may notice that initial strategy on number one on that page that says reach out to the counselors. You may notice that none of these counselors reach out to you. Which, everyone listening, connect with each other. No one is trying to steal your clients. I think we really got to get away from that mentality. That's not happening. And if it is, come on now. Don't do that. You're serving each other. Right? Our patients, it's important for them to have multiple professionals that are available, you know, especially if there's different needs being met. In addition, lean on each other. You know, when I first started my practice, people did not know. They're like, Juan, who? Like, you know. And then that made sense. I hadn't established that name. And I'm really grateful and blessed to today have established it, you know, more and more, where individuals in the community are able to recognize it without maybe that same need of marketing, right? The same need of pushing it out there. There's you know, more individuals just finding it on their own through word of mouth. Maybe I did a radio interview where I was on TV, something like that, you know? And one thing I always try to do is I always try to get to know other counselors. If another counselor comes up to me and they're in my area and they tell me about them, I try to remember that because I know what it felt like. And I know that when my wife and I started our practice, you know, we had our daughter and it was just her and I putting food on the table. And I'll tell you, I'd write notes, and I still do. I write thank you notes to the counselors that refer to me. Because it's not just like, hey, thanks for the referral. Like, I really want you to know you helped me pay my bills. You helped me pay my light bill, right? My daughter was able to get those shoes because you were kind enough to refer to me. And that's what I take from it. So to help each other grow our practices, we can lean on each other. If one of you is doing really well and everyone in the community is like, man, that counselor is just, you know, doing, everyone wants to see them. Well, maybe you're getting full, right? And maybe you have a waiting list. But that could also be a moment to refer to somebody else who is just getting their feet wet, right? Who may need some help, right? I want you to just think about that a moment. I think that'll come back too. Because maybe as they're developing, they'll do the same for you. And often that's what happens, right? Often when we help, we receive, and it's such a reciprocal process. It's like the whole pay it forward. You know, you're driving through Starbucks, you get your coffee, and they're like, oh, the person got it for you. You smile, and you're like, well, hot dog. Look at that. Got me a coffee. And then you got a decision. What do? Pay for the person behind you. And it keeps going. And so many people feel good. So many people feel good from that action. So now that you got your marketing paper here that we're creating together, I want you to give it 90 solid days before you make a move. This is actually a new principle I've been working on for a while now, and this is not the first time I'm introducing it. I've introduced it in consulting sessions, but I'm sharing it with you now. 90 days is a principle I'm introducing with the concept of you're working just on that plan. So once you have this paper in front of you and you put 3 items on the left and 7 on the right, nothing changes. You can't change the concepts, the pictures, the way, the marketing content, and you can't change who you're targeting. None of the items change. 90 dedicated solid days, 12 to 1, you're grinding over and over and over. That's marketing. And there's many definitions. There may be things that I missed in there. But I want you to take that with you. I want you to market. I want you to let people know that you are here to help. And before you sign off, let me tell you something else about marketing. Marketing has a lot to do with, do I believe in myself? Am I worthy? And I know we're all practitioners and clinicians. And maybe it's like, yeah, I got high self-esteem. I got high self-confidence. I have self-worth. So I accept myself. I heal. I forgive. I don't hold resentment. But do you really have a high self-worth? Are you worthy? Like when you are marketing, do you feel that? Do you feel I'm worthy? You know, if you're reaching out to a news station and you want to be able to get on there so you can share how to help parents, how to help couples, how to help kids, that's your goal. Marketing is all about goals. There's this hidden component when we're trying to reach goals, and it has everything to do with what we're talking about here on marketing. Because in the concept of marketing, there are pillars that have a big words on them, goals. And you got to meet your goals. And sometimes we don't meet our goals, not because they're bad goals, but because we skip such a fundamental step. That's the self. Do I feel worthy? Am I worthy to even achieve this goal? So I want you to ask yourself that. Look at that paper in front of you. Think about what your marketing goals. How are you marketing right now? And do you feel worthy? You know, if you're marketing on doing videos, do you feel like you're worthy? When you're marketing doing podcasts, do you feel like you're worthy? And that's the part I think that sets a lot of us apart. Think on that. Take it with you. I'm sending you hugs. I'm sending you love. I'm sending you kindness. I hope that you continue to market with strength, with discipline, with consistency. Thank you for being a listener. If you haven't done so already, leave a terrific, awesome, cool, kind, loving review. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.